Right, we are in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Dalid, Dinei Netilat Yadayim. In order to kind of wrap our head around this Siman, we're actually going to need to do a preface. And that's because there are a lot of different reasons why we're required to wash our hands. And there are different aspects to each of those reasons. There are different halachot that relate to each of those reasons. So, let's actually go over the board. It'll just be easier to organize. There are four primary reasons for washing our hands. The first one is something called Ruach Ra'ah. Ruach Ra'ah means evil spirit. The idea, assumably the idea is, let's go with the simple explanation, although we'll see if there's a back and forth even in the Mishnah Berurah, that when we go to sleep, our souls go up to heaven, which opens up our body, leaves a void. Nature abhors a void even on a spiritual level. Negative spiritual energies then come into our bodies. Then when our soul comes back into our bodies, the negative forces are pushed out. They leave through the farthest extremity of the body, which would be the fingertips. And so there's a remnant of that Ruach Ra, that negative spiritual energy on our fingertips. Ruach Ra is one reason that requires hand washing. However, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says explicitly, you don't need to see it inside, we'll get to it when we get to it, but he says explicitly in Sif Katan Chet, Levad, in a case where you're only washing your hands because of Ruach Ra, then Lo hayu mitaknim alze bracha. Ruach Ra is a legitimate reason to wash one's hands, but it's a situation where there's never going to be a bracha attached to it if it's just for Ruach Ra. That's always going to be bli bracha. Okay? So what's the other reason to wash the hands? So then we have a Gemara which talks about the concept of needing to wash your hands in relation to the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim. Now that definitionally is going to be a case where there is going to be a bracha. Right? This is our kind of automatic bracha situation. The question is, why does the Gemara assume that we have to say the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim? Why do we have, what's the reasoning for this hand washing? So there's a primary machloket in the poskim that is between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says as follows. The Rosh understands this Gemara as being a din in tefillah. What happens? At night, we'll talk about this more when one needs to wash one's hands in general, but at night, one's sleeping, right? And when you're sleeping, we assume the phrase that's used is that the adayim raskaniyot, our hands are moving around when we're twisting and turning in our sleep. We will inevitably, assumes the Gemara, and assumes the poskim, we will inevitably touch a part of our body, which could even be your forearm, your shoulder, your back, scratch your head, we'll talk about those as we go along, touch a part of your body that will require you to wash your hands. And the assumption is, shalom, the assumption is, according to the Rosh, if your hands require a washing before davening, any davening, then you have to wash with a bracha. According to the Rosh, this bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim is a bracha to wash your hands when they require a washing before Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, and on all three they would require a bracha. That's the opinion of the Rosh. The Rashba says differently. The Rashba says no. Where is this Gemara about Al Netilat Yadayim appear? This Gemara about Al Netilat Yadayim appears in a Gemara which talks about all of the brachos that we say in the morning, right? Of Hanatana Sachivina, Lafchim Yom Veilayla, of Hamachim Yitzere Gaver, all of the brachot that are there are listed in that Gemara. This is just another morning bracha. Why do we say Al Netilat Yadayim in the morning? We say Al Netilat Yadayim in the morning because we are a Briah Chadasha. Since we're recreated new every single morning, we say all kinds of brachot in the morning when we wake up and we start our new day. And one of them is Al Netilat Yadayim. So we say it on the morning, which means we wouldn't say it at Minchan Marv. Now the way that the Mishnah Berurah paskins, which is how we paskin as well, is that this would be a classic case of Safek bracha lechumra. That means in any situation where we have multiple reasons for a bracha, or we're unclear about a bracha, when there's any lack of clarity whether or not we make a bracha, we always err on the side of caution, and we want to make sure not to be over the isra d'oraisa of saying God's name in vain. And we don't say a bracha unless we're sure we should be saying the bracha. So the only time to say the bracha of Al Nitzal Tadayim, says the Mishnah Brura, is if you have both. When do you have both? When you wake up in the morning and you're new and you're fresh and you're going to daven shachris. So the only time you have to wash your hands with a bracha is before shachris. And there's a lot still that we have to unpack there, but those are the two primary opinions, and that's how they play out. The third reason you have to wash your hands, so there's a separate Gemara which the Rush links, is you have to wash your hands for tefillah. That's also assumably, the Rush would say that that also is with a bracha, but there's no indication in that Gemara that it necessarily is with a bracha. Based on reason three and the Rush, al pi halacha, one has to wash one's hands before shachris, mincha, and maariv. That is a requirement. But because of this machloket, before mincha and before maariv, even though you have to wash your hands because of reasons 2b and 3, you still don't say a bracha. Does that make sense? And the last one, which we're not really going to deal with in this siman, what's the last case of hand washing? Washing for bread, meaning for achila, for seuda, for lechem. So we're not really going to talk about that. That gets its own siman in Shulchan Aruch in Chilek Bet. Okay, so we're really dealing primarily with 1, 2, and 3.
I guess the 1 is really when you go to after like a funeral. I mean, that's, you don't do it. Yeah, everyone.
Well, like we talked about, that's also when you wake up in the morning.
No, at a funeral, everyone washes it. It's like things to...
There are other things that create a situation of ruach ra, which would require you to wash. But, yes, leaving a cemetery is one of those things. But for our, at least initially our purposes... Right, that's why you don't say bracha when you leave a cemetery and you wash your hands. But there is ruach ra that comes from sleeping at night. So it's going to play a role here. Mm-hmm. Question is, how does all of this come together, halacha lamaisa, in our mornings? Okay? The one last distinction that we'll make, I think, outside the Mishnah Berurah, because it's easier, is that not just when you say a bracha, but the nature of how you wash your hands. For ruach ra'a, and ruach ra'a only, there is a requirement of washing the hands 3 or 4 times. What that means is, you take the cup, you see it inside? We'll see it inside next time. I want to make sure that we get it down, and then we'll see it inside afterward. You take the cup in your right hand, you fill it while it's in your right hand, then you pass it to your left hand, and you do it, you alternate hands. Right, left, right, left, right, left. And then if you assume that it's 4 times, we'll talk about why there's a machloket, whether it's 3 or 4 later, then you could also do right, left, one last time for the 4 times. That is the only way to get rid of ruach ra. It has to be done in an alternating fashion. If you do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, it will not in any way impact the ruach ra. So it has to be in an alternating fashion, but that requirement of 3 or 4 only applies to ruach ra. You had a question?
Yeah. Does it matter like where you do it? Like if you do it in the bathroom, is that allowed?
Well, those types of details we'll get to when we go through the Mishnah Berurah. It's a great question. What that means is, for all of these other washings, again, we're not going to get into bread, but for Netilas Yadayim and for Tefillah, you only need to wash 1 time. The requirement of 3, this is a common misconception, the requirement of 3 is only in a case of ruach ra'a. Let's talk about what our mornings actually look like now. So we have enough information to do that?
Yeah, but we don't want
that. We don't have enough information to do that. We have one last piece that we need to figure out, which is, let's ask the question, let's pose this as a question. When then do you wash your hands in the morning?
Right after you wake up.
Why? Right, so let's say I go and I wash my hands immediately when I wake up in the morning. I have a few problems. The first thing is that I need to get rid of the ruach ra before I use the bathroom. But once I use the bathroom, my hands are dirty again, so according to the rush, I'm stuck. So how do I use the bathroom and wash my hands? And how do I say the bracha, because I'm also still in the bathroom? How is that going to work?
Why can't you do it twice?
Well, if I do it twice, Then the first time I wash, I fill the rashba because I'm a bria chadash and I've washed my hands and I got rid of the ruach ra. Right. So now I'm good with the rush, but I still can't say the bracha because according to the rashba, I'm already good.
Okay.
And do I have to do three times or one time? And if I then go and I get dressed in the morning, and while I'm getting dressed, I end up touching my shoulder or my back, then I'm also messed up according to the rush. Because I'm required to wash again now. And remember that the rush says, why are we washing? We're washing for tefillah, which means that according to the rush, if I do anything after I do wash and do my al netilas yadayim, if I do anything that requires me to wash my hands again before I daven shachris, then retroactively the bracha that I said was a bracha levatala. Because I said al netilas yadayim, why? According to the rush, the only reason I'm saying al netilas yadayim is for tefillah. But if I then do something which obligates me to wash my hands again, then really that's the washing for shachris. In which case, the previous washing that I did wasn't my washing for shachris, and according to the rush, my bracha was not, we shouldn't have been made at that point. And I can't make the bracha again because something bracha l'chumra. So I lost the bracha, and I lost the bracha.
Really, the matala though. It's like you thought.
Retroactively, it becomes the wrong bracha. If I say a berei priya eats on a banana because I think bananas grow on trees because many people evidently think that bananas grow on trees. It doesn't, and I realize that I need to say I ate, so it doesn't retroactively make my bracha. I mean, there it might be able to say anyway because an adama could work for an eight, but no, you said an eight, so you have to say new adama. You have to say new adama. So that your former bracha, while it had the best of intentions, still was not a good bracha. So the question is, what should our morning actually look like? So follow it through with me, okay? And we'll discuss why we're doing what we're doing at each stage of our morning. We're going to set our morning routine now, okay? We wake up in the morning. We say Mode'ani. Mode'ani is fine to say like we saw in Siman Aleph, because Mode'ani doesn't have Hashem's name in it. And I can't say Hashem's name until I get rid of the Ruach Ra'ah. No big deal. No Hashem's name. It was structured intentionally that way, so I could say it first thing in the morning while there's still Ruach Ra'ah on my hands. I wake up and I say Mode'ani. Then, I can't say a bracha, or even really wash my hands, if I desperately need to use the bathroom. Most of us, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but most of us in the modern world, with the way that we eat food, generally when we wake up in the morning, my assumption is there is a need to go to the bathroom. It's not like you have to double check. Like, you get up and you go to the bathroom. If you have to use the bathroom, so if you desperately need to use the bathroom, you go use the bathroom first. If you don't desperately need to use the bathroom, you should wash your hands first, because, as we'll see when we go forward in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ruach Ra'ah that's on your hands, if you touch any orifice of your body, whether it be your eyes, your nose, your mouth, or any other opening, that's bad. One shouldn't do that. It's also to do that because then the Ruach Ra'ah can enter back into your body. So if you desperately need to use the bathroom, Baal Teshachtzu wins out. We talked about that last time. Baal Teshachtzu wins out. The requirement to use the bathroom if you have to use the bathroom. One should be very careful not to touch an orifice of one's body if one uses the bathroom first. Use the bathroom and then you wash three times just to get rid of the Ruach Ra'ah. You don't say an Al Tadas Yadayim on that washing. Because by the time you finish using the bathroom and then you go and get dressed, you're inevitably going to touch a part of your body that's going to require another netila, and you would lose the rush. So you wash three times immediately when you get up. You get up, go to the bathroom, wash your hands three times, either before or after you use the bathroom, to get rid of the ruach ra. That's your first priority. Get rid of the ruach ra and use the bathroom.
You say modani before you wash, or?
Yeah, meaning you could say modani, you could say modani on your way to the bathroom.
You asked, could you do it doing it that way? Could you do it in the bathroom? Actually,
you shouldn't say Modani in the bathroom.
No, not Modani in the bathroom. So the washing three times. Like
the washing three times, that you can do in the bathroom because there's no bracha attached to it.
So you could do it in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not Modani in the bathroom? Why not?
I don't think it's proper. I'm curious if at a technical level would it be us, or I don't know. But that's not the place to talk to God.
Yeah.
Especially since we learned they're not allowed to talk, period. Guys not allowed to talk, period, in the bathroom.
There's no shame.
Again, I would suspect not, but I have to look into it further. But the idea is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you make Modani either while you're still in bed or before you get out of bed or immediately from when you get out. Like, there's really no room in the, when we even saw it originally, like, it's happening within those first 3 seconds of in or out of bed. You get to the bathroom, you go, and then you absolutely can wash your hands in the bathroom.
Three times.
You must wash three times, so the whole reason why you're washing is to get rid of the ruach ra. It doesn't help you. Then if you start using the bathroom and touching your face and washing your face and brushing your teeth, you lost out if you didn't do the three times. Then, after you finish doing whatever morning routine you have in the bathroom with the sink and the mirror and whatever it is that you need to do, take care of whatever you need to do in the bathroom, you go... Well, based on what we said in Simon Bet, you should probably get dressed in the bathroom, right? Then you get dressed in the bathroom or out of the bathroom. We talked about that for those who are here in Siman Bet, where it's preferable for one to get dressed in terms of exposing oneself. But either way, forgetting that, leaving that out for a second. Let's leave that out for a second. You do your morning routine in the bathroom, then wherever it is that you do it, you go and get dressed, again, where you will inevitably touch parts of your body that will require hand washing. Basically, finish your entire morning routine in the bathroom and out of the bathroom. Then, once you are 100% done with your morning routine and ready to go and daven, then you wash for the Alon Tilas Yadayim of Shacharis.
That's once.
But contrary to popular belief, you only wash one. You only need to wash one time on each hand in order to say the bracha. Yeah, that washing should be done preferably out of the bathroom because you want to say the bracha as close to the action as possible, and you can't say that bracha in the bathroom.
So you do two washing.
So you wash first immediately after you get up to get rid of the ruach ra'ah, then right before you're ready to go and daven, whether it be in your house, right before you go to shul, in your house if you're davening at home, in the hillel if you're davening in the hillel, you wash in the sink in the back. But the goal is also don't in tilas yadayim, let's say you're going to be traveling in a car 20 minutes to get to shul, don't do it before you get to shul, because it could be that when you end up at shul, what could happen? You walk into your eyes, oh my god, I need to use the bathroom. But then if you need to use the bathroom, if you washed at home before you went to shul, again, you get disqualified by the rush. Your previous Alon Tilas Yadayim was no good. So the goal is to wash your hands in the place that you're going to daven as close to the davening as possible in the morning.
And then once on each hand, that's it.
Once on each hand is sufficient. You can do three times. Fill the cup in the right, pass it to the left. Once right, once left, that's good enough. If you want to wash three times, you certainly can, but you don't need to wash more than once on each hand, and you say the bracha and then go and daven.
What if you're not davening right away?
In the morning.
Yes.
So you should wait to do that on Tilas Yadayim until you're going to go.
Then there's ruach ra'ah on your hands.
No, because you got rid of the ruach ra'ah when you were in the bathroom.
You didn't say a bracha. Right.
Doesn't matter. You don't remember. Ruach ra'ah is never going to have a bracha attached to it. There's never a requirement of a bracha for the ruach ra'ah. But there is a requirement of three times. So you want to make sure you get the three times, even though you don't have the bracha.
Okay.
I'm going to ask that. 30 seconds. Yeah.
Wait, what if you're not getting dressed before you do? Like, let's say, are you not allowed to daven in your pajamas? Like, if it's like a Sunday morning.
That we talked about in terms of clothing, we can talk about that afterward. Yeah, what's the minimum requirement? The point is, when you're as dressed as you need to be to daven, that's when you should wash your hands.
Okay.
To be continued on Thursday.